Tristan Garrity working with the ball. Eagles in their offense. Over to Salvi. Salvi out high to Garrity. Again, Garrity trying to get to the hoop. Pushes through Reese Carlson. Misses the lay-in. And rebound by Parks, where we had a shot clock violation.
It touched the rim. The shot clock wasn't reset.
Yeah.
Probably this guy right down here.
Reset now. So Eagles will maintain possession. Garrity ended up on the floor for the Eagles. Came kind of went down hard, but he seems to be okay. Back up and moving. Inbound pass comes to Kraft, back to Garrity. Garrity looking down low to Salvi, but not there, so he dribbles out. Long pass, cross court.
They're in a partial zone here, and now they're back to man defense.
So we have Robbie Slater getting the feed from Eli Kraft.
Yeah, nice penetration and dish.
Yep. That was a nice shot.
Yeah.
Slater's a good shooter.
Yeah, that's one of the toughest shots that kind of.
Now Ben Larson.
Nice.
Buries a three for the Pirates. 4-3. Now Eagles in the lead with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Kraft going to bring it up the floor for the Eagles. Over to Salvi. Salvi looking inside to Michael.
Big
out
three.
Missed. That was by Slater again. He took another one. He hit all their shots tonight so far. Julian Tooman into the front court with the ball. Going to give it off to Ben Hawkins on the far wing. Hawkins looking for some help. Finally dribbles out of trouble. Gives it off to Randy. Back to Tooman now. Over to Reese Carlton. Carlton into the lane. Up off the glass. Oh, rims off it. Gets his own rebound back. It was tipped by one of the Eagles. Goes up again off the glass. Aiden Michael comes up with a rebound for the Eagles finally, but nice move.
Proud of Reese for using his full height, really catching the rebound at the point of his very tip of his jump and shooting there too, but missing those layups. Got to aim for those layups.
We're going to get a foul on the floor going against Sawyer Ranney as he pushed off after getting the rebound on a long three by Kraft. I don't agree with that call. This ref.
Agreed. Yeah. I agree with you. He was just doing his job.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy has a quick whistle. Seen it all through the years. He's been a referee for a long time, believe me.
Yep.
So, Eagles working with the ball now. They will maintain possession. And Michael now, he goes inside, but same referee called him for a travel. So, Michael had a nice move to the hoop, but gets called on the walk.
Might be a bit of a payback call.
Maybe.
Yep. Because we both agreed that was a weird call on Ramey. So
Pirates with the ball now. Ben Larson
caught another
three. Goes inside Randy and kicks it out to Finn Hawkins. Finn Hawkins three from the corner. Buries it.
Big shot. He had to put it up really quick. He was in shooting position when he received the ball, and he put it up fast. That's a real improvement on that kid.
Yeah. Nothing but net now.
Yep.
Eagles back with the ball over to Michael. Michael's going to give it to
They move the ball around well, these guys.
Yeah, they
really
do.
Well.
They're athletic.
Yep.
They're a nice-looking team.
Yep. They're sharp. They have a pretty good basketball IQ, you know. Ben's feeling good.
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit long on that shot, though. Missed everything. out of bounds over to the Eagles.
So an interesting thing about Ben is that I was coaching him since fourth grade. And, man, he had the craziest awkward shot forever, forever. And so we really, really, really worked on it. And he gives me credit for improving his shot, but I think he did it all himself. But he actually has a really good shot now. I mean,
very nice looking.
Before he couldn't, it was the weirdest, most awkward thing you ever saw. Oh, they should have stole that. So at the point, almost lost, it was almost a – over and back.
Yep.
Ooh, that looks like
ball.
A travel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it looks like Slater. Now Eli Kraft with a nice spin move in the key and lays it in. Ties the game at sixes with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Tooman now with the ball in backcourt. Eagles have Carson. I guess it's Langoose in the game.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit of a fade on this program and my aging eyes aren't reading.
That's why you have readers. And sometimes they're not the colors you want, but they help you to read.
So Salvi giving it off to Kraft. Eagles working the offense. over to Robbie Slater. Robbie Slater tries to get the baseline, but Reese Carlton won't give it to him. Now he goes up with the jump shot. Buries it.
Yeah.
Robbie Slater.
Yeah, Robbie Slater doesn't have any hesitation.
No.
Put it right up. So
yeah.
That's going to be tough to guard him because he gets up quick and he can shoot.
Yeah. Pirates working with the ball now.
Hit that, Reed.
Got Reed Stromberg in. Misses that one. Ben Larson comes up with a rebound for the Pirates. He's going to give it back to Hawkins. Now over to Kuma. Kuma with a nice round the back as the ball is about to be stolen. But keep possession. Reed Carlton with it. And, ball tip. Eagles come up with it. That was Slater over to Kraft. Kraft into the key. Tries to give it off to Michael. But
that's a foul.
Yep. Kraft was up over the back of Finn Hawkins on the rebound. Doesn't agree, but, you know.
Yeah, but it was a tough, aggressive move.
It was,
trying to get the ball, and, you know, it was the right call, but he did his job, too. You can't blame the kid.
No.
Yep.
So, Stromberg with the ball now, near side wing for the Pirates. Going to dribble out high. Slater right on him.
Tough
for the Eagles.
Defense.
Yeah,
tough defense, and he's a big kid, and he's athletic.
Yep. Tooman with the ball, going to give it over to Carlton, far side wing.
One thing about our team is we don't have a lot of great ball handlers.
Yep.
And he needs to shoot.
Yep, Kuma
needs to shoot it.
Went into the key down the right seam, tried to give it over to Reed Stromberg on the left, but it went right through Stromberg's hands. It was a little bit of a laser from
a little bit too much mustard on the
path.
Yeah, and he was actually right up by the hoop, and he should have put it up. But it's kind of part of feeling out the defense, I suppose. Yeah, this kid's tough, Slater.
Yeah, I think he's got all 3 points.
Yeah, with a nice hesitation move and got Carlton in the air and then got an easy layup. So they got their hands full here.
Yeah. So now Eagles come up with another steal off fire. Kraft with the ball quickly down the court, up the right lane in the key, lays it in.
Yeah, he got out of position.
Yeah.
He was too far under the hoop. And this is a classic case when you're coming down hard, a little bit out of control, and you get pushed out wide. So the defense did their job now. He had to go out wide, and he missed that. Look at Finn Hawkins.
Finn Hawkins from way out. I think that was an NBA range. He hit that three. Brings the Pirates within
tons
one.
Tons of confidence.
Yep.
Tons of confidence. Good for him.
Two threes for Hawkins now. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Eagles with the ball. Langhuth with it. Going to get over to Salvi. And now Langhuth takes the three but misses everything. Eagles go for the rebound.
We got a fast break situation.
Carlton's going to take it all the way down the floor, and he goes, that was not a charge. But Eli Kraft picks up the charge for the Eagles.
Yep. And this was a situation where they had actually 4-on-2, and they should have used it. I don't fault Reese for taking the ball himself, but you need to be aware. It's four people's fault because they should have been yelling at him, Trailer, and they should have been filling the lane, and they could have had an easy two here instead.
Right.
You got a charging call, no points, because those are always bonus points, I say. And you got to convert. Either you get fouled or you score or both.
All right. With 20 seconds left, the Eagles turn it over, and the Pirates are going to go for one last shot in the first quarter. Tooman with the ball gets knocked away by Langhus, but Langhus has to save it, but out of bounds first.
Yeah, he really lunged through there. It looked like a foul. We had a perfect view here. But it doesn't mean that Tooman shouldn't be protecting the ball better.
Yep.
And now he'll be aware that this guy's going to be fighting, trying to get that ball real close.
Yeah.
Real close defense, and he got him to move.
10 seconds now. Down to 5. Tooman with the ball going to give her Finn Hawkins.
Hawkins,
that 3, misses. Rebound. Yeah. Comes the Pirates and Ben Larson. Oh, Ben sort of lost his, I think, where he was on the court as the rebound came down. There's still a live ball, but in good sportsmanship, it's going to help Langhuth up off the floor, who's been knocked down, maybe by Ben.
Yeah.
Let's see what happened.
Yeah, Langhuth fell down, and then Ben, instead of looking to play basketball, extended a hand to help up Langhuth, and here comes the ball behind him. And his instincts kicked in, and he got the rebound and launched it just short of a half second too late to get the shot. But he got a shot. Sometimes sportsmanship.
Yeah.
It'll hinder your play sometimes. It shouldn't, but it does.
Well,
that was funny.
Good job. Well, Eagles look like they have a tough team. Now, Robbie Slater, I mean, he's got to be 6'2", 6'3", athletic. He can lead, too.
Yep. Yeah, and he can shoot, and he can play defense, and he can rebound, and so he's definitely the guy to watch. I think you're right. I don't know if anyone else has scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly Kraft had to, but anyways, I'd say that Slater's got at least 8 points, if not all 10.
So yeah. I've got Ben Hawkins has 6 points right now, and Ben Larson has 3. So we have several shooters here who haven't scored yet. So they'll warm up, and hopefully we'll add more points here.
The Pirates will inbound, start the second quarter. Tuman with Langdon right on. They're going to get it off Stromberg, far side wing. Now we have a reach in by Salvi, but instead of the foul being called, Stromberg double dribbled, and so it goes over to the Eagles.
Yeah, and this is one of those situations where they're playing pretty tough defense. They're right in your grill right away. And so these guys have to get into position. They have to get in position to receive the ball. They have to get in position in that triple threat position at all times to protect the ball ready to go. Because they're playing too close. They're playing too close for them to be being lazy and not having good fundamentals here.
Right. So Garrity with the ball now for the Eagles. Gives it off to Michaelbeck, gets it right back. Salvi with it. Reese Carlson right on. Pirates and man defense. Langdon's going to take an off-bounce three. Rebound, Reese Carlson for the Pirates.
Yeah, and that was kind of a
long pass up the floor to Stromberg. Stromberg tries to go baseline, but Slater's right there to cut him off. Now back to Tuman. Stromberg and Tuman playing catch, and now Pirates are going to kind of reset things. And Ranney will get the ball inside to Carlson. Carlson with Garrity right on him, trying to get a little bit of room to do something, but gives it off to Ranney instead. Back inside the arc. So we have a walk on Ranney.
Yes, sir. That pass was actually intended for Stromberg, and then the big fella Ramey got in there and got it, and kind of out of position, not a place he's used to playing. Just kind of
happened to be in that spot,
and then he took an extra step.
Yeah. So Michael with the ball now for the Eagles, going to give it down to Garrity. Garrity's going to dribble out from the near corner and give it off to Salvi. The Eagles rotating around the arc. Back to Garrity from Langdon. Now Garrity trying to get work against Tuman. Goes up and lays it in from about 4 feet out, 5 feet out. Just kind of a floating, running jumper.
Yeah.
Now the Eagles take a
three. That was actually decent defense, you know. Sometimes you do everything right, and, we're running into problems here. We're lacking focus.
We had Tuman passing the ball to Ranney, but Ranney wasn't looking.
Carlton in the middle, and he passed to Ramey, who wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think the ball should stay in Tuman's hands.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know. These guys really are position players on this team. And you see what happens when they kind of get out of playing their position. If they're a five or a four and they're trying to play two or three, it's tough. Now, of course, they have that offense, which is five wide, where everybody plays the same position because you cut, you pass, you cut, you pass, you cut, and you rotate and fill. But they're really better at playing their positions right now. And it looks like you got Sawyer plays five, Ben plays four, Reese is a three. Reese can play three or four, and then you've got Hawk is two, or the shooting guard, and Tuman is one. And they're better if they stay in that position, it looks like, you know.
So after the Pirates timeout, the Eagles will have the ball. They're working their offense. Pirates are in man defense still.
And speaking of five wide, here we go. This is exactly what Eagles are playing right now.
Salvi takes a three, misses. Tuman on the rebound, quickly up the floor, but Langdon right off. That's a foul on Langdon.
Yeah. So clever ball handling, I have to say, because you can tell that Langley is really trying to steal and he's really trying to harass the ball handler. Yep. And he actually drew the foul. Tuman drew the foul, which is a clever thing.
Yep.
See how he might get another one,
too. Yeah. Well, the Eagles are playing tough defense. They are playing in your face, and they're aggressive and playing hard. So, I mean, it's throwing the Pirates off. Now Tuman takes three, misses. Slater on the rebound for the Eagles.
Yeah, and what Vashon needs to do is be aware of that, and it should open them wide up for backdoor passes and fake passes, which they're not doing right now because they're kind of getting their wits about them. Big mad scramble here.
Yeah, pinballs all over the Slater three from near side wing, and Tooman has the rebound. Knocked by Salvi, no call. Now we're going to get a call on the floor. I think he's going against the Pirates.
That looked a whole lot like a foul to me.
Yeah.
You're up in the air and you're swatting and you're hitting your body to body. That should have been a foul.
Yep.
They don't get them all.
That's going against Sawyer Randy.
Yeah, which is tough. I mean, they should have called. They should have called them. I think that's two fouls on Sawyer Randy.
I think so. I think Carlton might have the other now. Garrity's going to inbound it for the Eagles. Long inlet to Langus. Ball comes loose, but he's able to control it. Now with it over to Garrity. Garrity from 5 feet out.
Oh, boy.
Nice pass in right on the block. Garrity's able to go up and score. So.
Yeah, I mean, don't look now, but these kids came to play.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Five-point lead for the Eagles. Tooman in the front court with the ball now. Langus right on him.
He's getting harassed a lot.
Yep.
Nothing easy about bringing that ball up.
No,
This kid's playing tough defense.
Yep. Carlton takes three misses. Kraft on the rebound for the Eagles. Kraft's going to bring it up himself into the key against Tooman. Euro steps, has to pass it off to.
Yeah, he was out of control. That should have been a prime for a steal right there.
Yep. And now we're going to have an offensive foul against Slater.
Yep, and he's not complaining too much about it. And, with the offensive foul, and Vachon gets the ball back.
Larson with it now over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins near side wing. Out to Carlton. Carlton long three again. Misses again. Kraft another rebound for the Eagles. Going to bring it up.
Follow the shot. I appreciate that.
And now Kraft goes in and gets fouled. Maybe against Stromberg? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So he's going to go to the line for two. That
Stromberg,
is, going against Stromberg.
And he's all about the Euro step back.
Yeah. He's quick.
Yeah. That Euro step will get you, you know.
Yep.
It looks like a travel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is a travel.
Sometimes it is, depends on what the officials see. The Kraft hits the first of his two free throws.
Yep, and then looks like Slater's taking a rest right now.
Yep, that was his first foul. And Kraft's second one buries that one as well. Well, 7-point lead for the Eagles, 4:18 to go in the second quarter. Pirates have the ball. Tooman bringing it up the floor in front court. Going to get off Stromberg near side wing. Got Michael right on him again. And over to Carlton, back to Hawkins, far side wing.
Yep, and they've stepped into that five-wide offense again. So both teams, again, are playing the same thing.
Yep.
And this kind of defense is nuts.
Okay. And they now we have Salvia. No, it's Meehan.
Beautiful
block.
Dish to Ben Larson underneath. Again, I think Tooman should have probably shot that.
Yep.
But it was a good pass. He was open.
Good pass. Yep. And now we have a foul on the floor going against, I think, one of the Pirates because probably against Ben Larson.
Ben Larson.
That's, I think, Ben's first foul in the game.
Yep.
So 3:42, Pirates down 9-16. Got Garrity inbounding to Michael. Michael fighting to
almost
save position.
Almost a travel. Almost 3 seconds.
And now Langu takes a shot. Misses everything out of bounds. So that'll go over to the Pirates.
Yeah, he shoots a lot. He must be a good shooter because he's put several up that have been far off. So
I'm guessing he will shoot. Stromberg takes three, rims off, comes up, Kraft on the rebound for the Eagles.
I don't mind that shot. He's a good shooter.
Oh, yeah.
He had an open. You know, it was a quick shot, but
Kraft
should have gone in.
Yeah, Kraft went to the hoop a little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound backside for Tooman. Now Tooman.
Oh my lord!
Takes it coast to coast down the middle of the key and comes up with a left hand lay in.
Beautiful. So that's I'd like to see him do more of that.
Well, he may have to because they're collapsing too quick on the when when he passed.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing is in there were always rules on defenders, and if they're playing you too tight. You know, that's your job is to blow by them. You know, if he's right up in your face, then you can take one juke step and blow by him. And he's being played so close that you really should be doing that almost every time.
Yeah,
you really should until he finally backs off. And then guess what?
Yeah.
Now you get to shoot three.
Right. Well, he had a nice burst of speed there, so yeah. Maybe that once they see that, they'll start respecting you a little bit more and back off.
So. Agreed. And that it just opens so many more things up when you can do that.
Yep.
And he, you know, instead of distributing the ball too much, sometimes you got to be selfish. Not just with Kuman, but with all these guys. Sometimes they're. It's so rare that you get a team where you're like, you're not shooting enough.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's good to be a good teammate, but on the other hand,
you should shoot.
Eagles will get the ball now after they took the timeout. Pirates down 5 with 2:56 to go in the second quarter. Langley's with it. Going to give it off to Kraft, far side wing. Down low to Meehan. Meehan looking inside to Michael. And then we're going to have a foul on the floor. I'm not sure going against one of the Eagles or why, but... maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's just
maybe he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
it might have been that because okay. I didn't see any report. Report anything. So,
yeah,
and it is the same thing. See how tight he's playing him, and
yeah.
I would tell him to blow by that kid. Look at that.
Yeah, nice pass in for Ben Larson. He's cutting big calls
on the baseline and right under the hoop, and he did exactly what he should do. Catch the ball well, just turn and shoot
right back up.
And at the peak of his jump.
Pirates down 3 now, 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Kraft with the ball for the Eagles. Looks inside to Meehan. Meehan's going to take the shot. Rims off, rebound, Ben Larson.
And that's interesting, you know. We've seen this team take a lot of those short jumpers.
Yeah.
More than you usually see. And, you know, it's kind of gone out of style, those short jumpers. And here he goes, Julian Kuman through the hoop again. Beautiful.
Two-step, one dribble, and lays it in.
Yep.
Finger roll
over the front of the rim.
And
beautiful.
Brings the Pirates to the one. Yeah, Reese Carlton on the steal now quickly to the hoop and up. Oh, Langus. Oh, but ball comes loose. Pirates take
it. Oh, we could have hit that.
Over to Kuman. Kuman
hit it again. Oh, boy.
That pass, looking for Reese Carlton out on the corner, but throws a little bit wide and out of bounds.
So the assumption was after two fast layoffs with drives down the middle that everybody was going to collapse. And so somebody should be open on the outside. Which in theory, everything about it was good other than the passes to the ghost, the non-existent play.
Yeah.
The phantom play.
Yeah. Kraft with the ball working against Kuman into the key as he goes up and
ooh,
ball comes loose.
Another steal.
Hawkins puts it for Langus right there. They finally call a foul on Langus.
Count it.
Hawkins counts it. They count the basket. Pirates take the lead, and Hawkins will go to the line for one.
Beautiful play.
The Pirates have come back from 7 points down.
And
did they not give him the basket? They did.
Yep, they gave him the basket. Gave him the basket. And more importantly, is they gain momentum.
Right.
Which you can't put a value on it.
So Hawkins takes his and one. Off for the rim.
Beautiful rebound by Ben Larson, and he goes back up and gets hammered hard. Good sportsmanship. Really good sportsmanship. Looked like Michael came down hard on him, and they both kind of laughed about it and shook hands, which is really nice. So this is nice. We have the opportunity to 4-point play here. And the ball goes up, bounces up once, and then comes right down in the cylinder, so that one's good. Let's go. Let's keep up our free throws here.
1 for 5, maybe?
It's 1 for 5, yeah.
Oh,
there you go. Ben Larson hits them both. I love it.
Kraft with the ball now for the Eagles. Pirates up 3 with 1:15 to go in the first half. Over to Owen Wood is in the game now for the Eagles. Back to Langus. Langus and Wood playing catch with the ball. Reese Carlton right on Wood. Back to Kraft. Kraft with it. Trying to find his team. Tuman won't give it to him. Now into the key, and we're going to have a foul on the floor going against Michael for the Eagles.
Wow. Off ball foul, which is great. Because as a referee, they tell you to look for those, because if you don't get some of those per game, that means you're not doing your job. It means you're following the ball instead of watching the other kids play.
Right. Now, Hawkins with the ball over to Tuman, far wing. Inside of Carlson. Carlson again on that back.
Oh, boy.
Along the baseline.
Now they're playing basketball. Hello, they're playing basketball now. They're hooping. This is what it should be.
21-16 Pirates with about 30 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, playing strong.
Slater hasn't been in for the Eagles, so I'm surprised that
it's made a big difference, too.
It has made a huge difference. It's
made a big difference.
Now, maybe take three misses.
Again, that's about his fourth three, and he has missed everything on all four of them.
Yep. So Pirates with the ball. Shot clock is off. 13 seconds to go in the half. Pirates going to work for that last
and
shot.
And this is a play.
And we got Tooman get a screen from Larson. Tooman down the right side wing. Oh, block.
Oh, I get fouled.
It's going to be by Michael underneath. After the shot, though, Tooman was still in the air, and Michael, underneath the hoop, runs into Tooman.
Yeah, it looks like he got a ball hand to the face. It was clearly a foul. It mighty impressed that he took it in there, hard and strong. Yep. Good for him, you know.
I think Kraft blocked it. But Michael picked up the foul.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So Tooman now is going to get the two shots and hit the first one.
All right. Our free throws are getting better.
Yeah. They've got to.
Yep.
So Julian hits the first of his two. 3.5 seconds to go in the half. Pirates up six. Now they're up seven.
Nice. Hit them both. And, you know, this is amazing because it looked like they could have gotten that. This ball game could have got out of hand on the wrong side, and it's amazing how different confidence and some good shots. No time off, a tenth of a second off, and then it's like 3 seconds is off. Carlton ball went three quarter court. He caught it out of bounds, so they're gonna have 3 seconds for a shot here, which gives you time to make one dribble or one juke step, get the ball inbounds, one dribble or one juke step, and put a shot up. Or an alley-oop, but it gives you plenty of time. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
Well, Slater's back in the game now for the Eagles. Ball comes into Slater, and he's going to take a long off-balance shot. Time runs out. The Pirates had a 14-point swing to take the lead 23-16.
Huge.
Sit down 16-9 was... Gosh, probably 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Came back, roaring back.
Huge.
By Julian Tooman.
Yeah, huge, huge confident return. And, yeah, that's what it takes. A few good aggressive shots gets people's confidence. It changes the whole offense or the whole defense where they have to start worrying about particular players. Or he's a shooter. He's a driver. So they have to help. And then sometimes the helper doesn't help. You don't help the helper, and then somebody gets open for an easy shot. Plus, and those threes certainly didn't hurt either. But, yeah, most of those plays were quick layups.
Yeah. I was surprised that they took Robbie Slater out of the game.
Agreed.
They did. I mean, he must have sat for about the last 4 minutes of the first half.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm confused about why they took him out. I mean, he had so many points.
Yeah,
and not only that, but the how he affects shots and the rebounds he was getting.
Yep.
So I'm sure he'll start again at the second half.
I'm sure he will. Yeah, and we'll see what happens then.
But you know, credit to Vachon is to take advantage of a situation. You know, if you don't have your A1 players in there, we're going to take advantage of that. We're going to run up the score as fast as we can, which is absolutely great. You know, because I think one of the things that this team lacks a little bit is that kind of killer instinct is, you know, where they really, really finish off, you know, a game with it, like moving ahead. It just seems like they start to mellow out and then all of a sudden you get, they get a bit of a run.
Yeah.
And it's happened in a few games and I really like to see them, you know, really finish games. And I mean,
from start to finish,
keep spreading the points, you know,
instead of
letting them sneak back in there and think. Just like the last game they were playing, you know, they were playing a team that I think they should have beat by quite a bit, and they ended up sneaking back into the game and making it close. And then when it gets close, you know, the crowd gets excited, they get involved. It was towards the end of the game. I think they got within 3 or 5 points, and they've been behind by 10 or 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, next thing you know, you're like, wow, you could lose it. But they played with poise and confidence, and they definitely pulled it out. And they should have won. It would have been one of those things that would have been quite tragic had they lost that game.
Yeah.
But crazy things happen.
But they do happen in high school sports. Well, we have 7:40 to go in halftime. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break here, folks. So we'll be back in probably about six and a half minutes. First of all, though, I'd like to thank the Voice of Vashon for bringing you Pirate Sports here on KVSH 101.9 on the FM dial and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. So thank you, Voice of Vashon, for doing all you do for the community here, because you guys are awesome.
Yeah, good
stuff. Robert, you in the booth, Robert Stokes, you're doing an awesome job, along with Dan Shuler, the guys that keep us on the air. We seem to be having some technical difficulties starting the season, but hey, we're going to work them out. And we'll get it all going. So with that, we'll say be back in about 6 minutes, and go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball, as the Pirates will start the second half here with a lead 23-16 over league rival, the Clahoulie Eagles. Clahoulie will start with the ball in the second half. Pirate stars on the floor, Sawyer Ranney, Reese Carlton, Ben Larson, Finn Hawkins, and Julian Tooman. Taking on now, the Eagles, Robbie Slater's back in the game for him. Working against Ranney, has to kick it out high to Salvi.
And that's good D, you know.
Yeah,
he's
right
looking
there
to go baseline, and Ranney's keeping his hands up and he's keeping his butt down, ready to go.
And so,
forced him to put up a really out of range shot, but
wow. So
and lost focus.
Eli Kraft got the rebound on the long three ball by Robbie Slater, and Slater just followed the ball right down the center of the key. Kraft had the rebound, fed it to Slater, and he had an easy layup.
Easy layup, wide open, because he wasn't pursued after putting up that crazy long shot.
Yep.
So he's a guy you just can't leave open for any second.
Right. Pirates working with the ball now. Ranney with it over to Tooman. Tooman's going to give it off to Larson. Larson top three, but dribbles into the key instead. Going to give it to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins, off-balance three, hits the front iron, rebound Garrity for the Eagles. Garrity going to bring it up.
And surprised he took that
goes
shot
all
up
the way to the hoop. He's under the hoop, and he traveled. Yeah, he didn't know where to go with the ball.
Yeah, he got in trouble. He got behind the backboard, and then he was up in the air off-balance, and he had to give it away, and he actually ended up traveling. He was probably going to turn it over one way or the other. But he did not appreciate the traveling call.
No, he did not. Now, Larson trying to hit the cutting Reese Carlton, but a little bit too high, maybe a little bit too hard, and the ball out of bounds over to the Eagles.
And that's, you know, another character trait of Ben Larson, the utility man, is that he's always had that little bit too much zip on some of these passes.
Yeah, it was a laser for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Salty.
But it was he was open for that cool, easy layup now, but you know, this third period is always dangerous because either I think a lot of games are won and lost in this third period.
Yep.
And it's whoever has the best third period. Yeah, and that's fine. We'll let Slater can shoot from outside all day long because right now he's not making it. So I would probably back off.
So we have a foul on Finn Hawkins.
33 on Ramey.
Julian Tooman had the rebound. After the rebound, it was, I guess, they started up the floor. So the ball will stay with the Pirates, but the foul was on the Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. And the player foul thing isn't working, so they don't have the number. Yeah. And I'm not sure who. I guess it was on Finn Hawkins, but don't really know what happened.
I think it was on Ramey, 33.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So that gives them three fouls. I'm confused as to why they took up the ball.
Yeah. Ben Larson with the ball, going to get a Stromberg free. But also,
Stromberg.
Hopefully he gets going because he can.
Yep, and you can see that in him. He's just like, I got to hit some of these
because
I'm behind from last game.
Kraft working with the ball over to Garrity, back to Salvi.
Look at that defense. I love those guys going out there. Two of them, but somebody was wide open.
Look at that D.
Wow,
we're going to get a foul on Stromberg, reaching over Michael's back. Tipped away the pass, picked up by Larson, but
he raced out to the sideline to help defend with Finn. He came back to defend his player. He had good hand in front of him. That was kind of a ticky-tack foul.
Yeah,
I hate when a kid is trying so hard, working so hard on defense, and then gets called a silly foul like that.
I would have called that a
travel.
Yeah, but now Garrity inside. We're second.
There's another travel.
Yep.
And this is good. So this is because they are playing hard defense on them, and now they're getting – okay, so now we're in a full-court press.
By the Eagles.
It's a 55. Yep, it's a man press. And these are great. I love man presses. Look at that.
Look at
that. Wow.
Look at that. That's how you break the press.
There you go.
That's how you break the press.
Gets the pass in the backcourt, brings it all the way into front court with three Eagles chasing him, able to dribble into the key and gives it to a cutting Ben Larson. Larson goes to the hoop. He scores on the lay-in and gets the and-one foul.
He's right under the hoop. It's called dropping a dime. He dropped a dime on Ben, and man, did he hit a beauty.
Yep.
And
so, Larson misses the rebound, or missed the free throw, the rebound by Reese Carlson. Now we're Tooman going to take a three.
Oh, Perry, really three.
A giant three.
Pirates. That full court press did not have gone worse for the Eagles. Could not have gone worse. And I'll tell you, you may have heard me say, but
we got a technical on the Eagles. Now the Eagle coach had called the timeout. I think we're getting the technical maybe on number 10.
Yep, and he should get another one.
Yeah,
Garrett should get another one. He's just banging things out. Looks like he won't be in the game for a little while.
Yeah, Garrity was showing some real frustration with some of the calls out on the floor. And at the timeout there, after the Julian Tooman three, got the technical on the sideline. So
let me tell you, that press, they put on a full-court man-to-man press. And that resulted in Vachon scoring 5 points, now getting a technical foul. So they're going to have an opportunity for 7 points because they put on that man-to-man, which is beautiful. And I'll tell you, a man press is so much easier to break than a zone press. I don't know. There's only one time I think that's appropriate to do a full court man-to-man press, and that's when you're down by 1 point or 2 points and there's 30 seconds left in the game.
Yep.
Because the zone press is so much harder to get through, so much harder, especially if you play it right. And this is exactly, and I'll tell you, he won't put that man press on again.
Yeah,
that's it. So if Julian Tooman hits these two free throws, it will literally have cost them 7 points.
So it's 5:06 to go in the third quarter. The Pirates take a 31-18 lead. Pirates have scored 8 points in the first 3 minutes of the third period against two for the Eagles. So Tooman's going to take his two free throws now after the technical. And hits the first one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it looks like we're hitting our free throws again. I hope I didn't jinx him by saying that.
Tooman lines up, takes the second one. Now
beautiful.
You can jinx him. Yeah, there
beautiful.
You go. So there's your 7-point turnaround.
That's
Ken.
A 7-point turnaround, which is insane. Like, your hopes that you get an easy, quick 2 points. I always say we want to score within 3 to 5 seconds, otherwise we pull the ball out. I never in my wildest imagination thought we're going to score 7 in 5 seconds. And they scored 7 points in about 5 seconds.
Pirates now will get the possession after the technical. Tooman with the ball in the backcourt. Kraft right on him. Get in front court. Going to get off to Larson.
Please.
Yep. And now inside to Carlton. Carlton gets blocked by Robbie Slater as he went up for the shot. Over to Kraft. Kraft picks it up. Going to bring it up into front court.
And I would have loved a fake. I would have loved a pump fake from Carlton on that.
Yeah, so got a pass from Salvi to Kraft, but knocked away by Julian Tooman.
The other irony about Carlton is when he, I'll tell you the story when we have a bit of a break here.
Yep. Kraft with the ball now on the inbound and working Pirates in their man defense. Now gets a high screen from Slater. Slater goes to the hoop. Oh, and this is finally a rebound by Carlton. Slater missed the
layup, and then they got an offensive rebound and missed another easy layup.
Yep.
This is a huge three. Okay.
Yep. And
look at Ben Larson, the utility man.
And got a rebound on Stromberg's three. Carlton missed the three, picked up by Salvi for the
good shots. A good three-pointer by Reed and Stromberg, I think, or Finn, and another one by Carlton. They just missed, but they were well-warranted shots. And here's Ben Larson playing on Slater, who's trying to play with him, and paid the price. Oh, boy, he went down, though. I think he twisted his ankle.
Oh, I wonder if he came down on that.
Yeah, the classic way where you land on somebody's foot and it rolls out.
Yep, Slater, he's
some pain.
That's too bad.
And he hurts, yeah.
Hopefully he's okay. So we've got a timeout on the floor as coaches tend to Robbie Slater.
Yeah.
And
I think we've both discussed the number of injuries we've had on our ankles playing basketball.
And play, I have a boot on my right ankle
right now. And, boy, that's the one downside about basketball and injuries is ankles. I actually dislocated my ankle once when I was playing basketball.
That's the ugliest thing you ever saw.
Yeah. Well, they're banging up his leg. Maybe he has a cramp.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's in a lot of pain. I'll tell you, the one good thing about ankles is the darn things heal.
Yeah.
And they get better. And they, boy, they seem real, they're real painful when they happen, but it's surprising. They do get better.
Yeah.
And he'll be back out on the court. But that's a shame. We certainly don't want to see.
No. And he's such a good player.
Yeah.
You don't want to win.
You don't want to win without their best player. Well,
he's really limping. Yeah, but they've got him up, and they're getting Robbie across the floor.
Yes.
He's favoring his right foot.
He's actually hopping. He's not bearing any weight on that, so that was pretty sore.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, though, when you roll your ankle like that, sometimes you're pretty sure it's broken. I mean, it feels like it's broken.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think sometimes you can even, I don't know if it's in your imagination or not, but you can actually hear a pop or a crack or a tear when you roll it. And then it's not a comfortable feeling.
No. So play will resume now. Pirates with the ball. Long pass up the floor to Reed Stromberg. Stromberg goes for the lay and scores. Yeah,
beautiful baseball pass. Yeah. It worked again. Man, they're so good at that baseball pass.
35-18 now. Pirates. He's working with the ball.
There's another two quick points by Stromberg.
Got Thatcher Weiss for the Eagles. Salvi goes up, misses the jump shot. Carlton on the rebound for the Pirates.
And good for Carlton getting those rebounds. Good for him. He's getting a ton of them, you know. I've always said if you're not doing anything on offense, if you're not contributing on offense, you can always contribute on defense.
Oh, wow. Carlton was open in the basket.
That's the same play. They scored 4 or 6 points on, rolling under the base, under the baseline, under the hoop, and they feed it to him right as he comes out.
I think he looked away from Tubin's pass.
He was excited.
Excited. It went off his hands and out of bounds.
Yep.
Eagles ball.
Yep.
Got Weiss with the ball for the Eagles. Dribbling against Stromberg over to Meehan. Meehan to Thatcher. Eagles just working around the arc now. And we're going to get Weiss ball fake on Stromberg. Goes up off the glass.
It was a tough shot. Yeah. This team is a different team without Slater, unfortunately.
And Garrity, too.
Yeah.
Because he's out with the technical.
Oh, yeah, right. And Langu, he was in here harassing our ball handler a lot.
Right. Now we got Carlton going to the hoop. He misses. Tubin on the rebound. We got something wrong with the shot clock, I think. Because it was at 29 seconds. It wasn't running. And so referee stopped the game, put it down to 13.
Yeah, I mean, what if that shot had gone in? That would have been frustrating.
I don't know what they do then.
Blew the whistle before the ball is shot, I suppose. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Wow.
Stromberg goes up against about 5 Eagles. He gets the shot off.
Stromberg turned around with hands in his face and got the shot off. You know, he's got a really great way of hanging in the air and facing and making a good shot.
Yep.
That looked like it should have been blocked, and instead he got a good shot up. I wouldn't have been surprised if it got in.
Yep. Now, got Salvi taking a 3, maybe on the line, so a long 2. We're going to have a foul on the floor going against Ben Larson. So, Michael will take it out for the...
Another off-ball foul there.
Yep.
Yeah, this team looks like they're a little unraveled here.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have their leaders in here right now.
Kraft will inbound to Salvi. Salvi way out on the arc, and he gives it over to Wise. Wise looking down low, back to Kraft. Kraft's going to...
That's a travel.
Kraft went in, kind of left his feet, and came back down, tried to sidestep. And that's all
credit to Ben Larson, the utility man. He played great defense, and he forced him to travel. He really did. He got in his way, and he didn't foul. He just played great defense.
Right. Now, Larson rims off. Salvi on the rebound.
It looked good. It looked good to Ben Larson, too, because he was walking away like Steph Curry.
Weiss is going to take a 3 of his own. Misses, rebound. Kraft is going to go up and get it.
Yeah, and that's we don't want to do that. We don't want to leave them alone under your hoop.
Yeah,
somebody should have had a body on him.
And Kraft is active out there. You got to know where he is at all times. He gets lots of rebounds and he moves well.
Kraft is crafty, right?
Yes, he is.
He knows where to be. He knows. You know, those are those three spots on rebounds, in the front of the rim and either side of the rim. Somebody needs to be there, and somebody needs to be guarding those spots.
Now,
those are the prime spots.
Working with Vol Finn Hawkins, maybe an ill-advised three, just kind of launched it up, rebound by the Eagles.
Put it up quick, but I think he's feeling good. And I really don't mind Finn Hawkins' launch. I really don't care when he shoots them because he's got such a great shot. I think most of the time when he shoots, they're going to go in. So, you're right. He probably shouldn't have taken it, but I never mind when he shoots.
Yeah,
he's a good kid and he's a great shooter.
Pirates with the rebound effort. Kraft shot.
Oh my goodness!
It goes to the hoop,
right
way out on the arc.
And a beautiful floater.
Yep, about 5-7 feet out, just
feeling
it right
confident.
In. 37-20 now. Pirates. Eagles throw the ball way over
course
to the
there, and like I say, they are unraveling right now. So this is the time where I don't want Vachon to let up even a little bit, because even though they're ahead by 17 points right now, you know, it's not enough.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not enough
and
for
now
me.
And now Pirates are going to have an easy score on the inbound pass. Reese Carlson left wide open. Ben Larson hits him with a... Nice.
It's almost like cherry picking is what that's like. It's like he just was staying over there on the offensive side and they just threw him the ball. But it wasn't. He streaked down.
Yeah.
And they're trying. They're putting up some pretty tough shots right now.
I think we're going to get Reese Carlton on the foul.
I think it was Tuman.
Michael. They blocked his shot, but they fouled him in the process. So Michael's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, and I think that was a call to give these kids a breather because they're, you know, Claudia is having a real tough time right now.
Yeah, they're up and down the floor with 8.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pirates are up by 19, 39-20. Aiden Michael will take two shots here for the Eagles and hits his first one.
Yep. And this is the thing I'm talking about is that third period lag. Is, you know, you win or lose games in the third period. It's pretty wild.
Well,
thankfully this time it's gone for Vachon, but yeah, it's not over, that's for sure. And this is when I'd like to see to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. So Michael misses the segment of two free throws, shooting quickly up the floor after the Finn Hawkins rebound, going to get us stronger, misses everything as time runs out in the third period.
Yep.
Pirates scored 16 points in that period against 5 for the Eagles.
I love it. And, you know, they were legitimate points. They were basketball points. This was not gimmies. They played smart basketball. They cut to the hoop. They found the open man. They passed. They attacked when they needed to. And, you know, a lot of that was happening when their big man, Slater, was in there. And, unfortunately, he's been injured, which is, I think, LaHalia's really come unraveled now.
You know, it's tough.
Ship without a captain.
When you lose your probably what arguably is your best player, and such a good player, nice shot, scored most of their points in the first half, and goes down with an ankle injury, and just
a nice understanding of the game, knowing where to be. You know, you watch these guys, and you know, you play with some guys. You're probably one of these guys yourself, where. You know, you understand the game so well that you don't waste a step.
Yeah.
You know, you don't waste energy because you just know where to be. And I remember my dad was like that when he was in his 60s or 70s. He was playing basketball.
Yeah. There's always that guy out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, he didn't play often, but I remember one of my coaches saying, you know, this guy, he never wasted a step.
Yeah.
Never wasted a step just because he understood the game so well.
Right.
And that's what Slater looked like to me.
Yeah. Pirates here start the fourth quarter with the ball. Tuman's going to give it over to Stromberg, going inside to Ranney, knocked away by Michael. And as it goes out of bounds, Stromberg hits it off one of the Eagles. Can't tell who that is.
Wow.
It's Lancaster, Joe Lancaster for the Eagles.
Yeah, and that by all rights was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because they tried to pass it into Ramey, who unfortunately did not have position at the time of
the
pass.
Yep.
And so he probably shouldn't, but you know, good for him for trying to get it into the big man. Because, you know, those guys are doing all that work.
Yeah.
There should be a foul there.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting that frantic Eagles defense back.
And, again, it backfired on them. They tried so hard. and then they lost the ball out of bounds just about, so they did a heroic save, which just landed right into the hands of Reed Stromberg.
Yeah, which Stromberg missed the lay-in, and then Randy was there to clean it up.
Yeah, so there, everything is going Vachon's way right now. Nothing is going Kalahalia's way, unfortunately.
Yeah. So Michael with the ball for Kalahalia. You're going to give it over to Lancaster. Salvi going to take a long three off the front iron. Rebound by Weiss. Weiss has got some hops.
Yeah, he's aggressive as heck. Trying like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now Lancaster goes to the hoop, and Randy just slams it back. Now fires quickly up the floor. Oh, off the glass, but by Randy. Picked up on the backside by Hawkins after the missed lay, and Hawkins scores easily for the Pirates.
So in all fairness, Langley is probably giving up about 8 to 9 inches on that.
Yeah.
But maybe an unwarranted shot.
Yeah, not a tall
it in the forest.
Yeah, especially into the middle of the key.
Yeah. But, you know, good for him for trying.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't try.
Yeah.
And right now I think Kalahalia is in a situation where they're kind of desperate. They have to really get some shots out. So they're launching three.
Yeah, Salvi launching
three. They're attacking like crazy.
Rebound.
Pretty much out of control.
Yep. Yeah. So Pirates working with the ball in the front court. 6 minutes to go in the game. Moving around. Stromberg going to dribble out high and give it off to Larson. Larson ball fakes into the key. Ball comes loose off one of the Eagles over to the Pirates still.
Yeah, and this is it's amazing how, you know, the snowball effect where, in spite of them, these kids trying so hard, they just keep making mistakes and everything keeps going. You know, from no lack of effort. It's so weird. I'll tell you, it's so nice to be in this situation. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, like last year, that's what it would have like even here, right? So we get...
Oh,
crazy. Even now, we get a big shot from Reese Carlton. It bounces a long, erratic bounce, gets right into Tooman's hand. Tooman drives and makes the acrobatic shot. But, you know, everything's going our way, and it's so nice to be in this position because so rarely are we it seems like most of the time you're on the opposite side.
Yeah, no kidding. So,
another unforced error, just a simple pass, and then it just slipped through his hand.
Yeah, out of bounds. So, with 5:16 to go in the game, Pirates are up 45-21.
Which is crazy because, you know, at the outset, you always talk about the eye test, right? You look at you size up the team just by what they look like. And when it started out, it looked like it was going to be a tough
game. The Eagles were on fire coming out.
Yeah. And they were big and athletic, and they looked like they looked like they were going to really give these guys a run for their money.
Yep. Now Stromberg takes three rims off. Larson comes up with it, battling Langus for it, but we're going to get foul on the floor, I think, going against Larson. He pushed Langus out of the way to get the ball.
Which is highly unusual because Larson tends to win those 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
If Ben Larson is involved in a 50-50, it's more like an 80-20.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a greased watermelon, though.
Yeah.
You just can't get your hand. You
know, it's like a football. It kind of bounces around.
Yeah, and how good the hands are, you just can't get that grip on him.
Yeah.
Eagles with the ball now. Weiss with it.
And they're
going to get Stromberg
going
to go to the hoop. Throws up a shot, misses everything. Stromberg or Carlson on the rebound, the backside. Going to give it off to Tooman. Tooman's just going to walk it up the floor, which goes into a trot now. That's okay. Take your time.
They stopped putting the pressure on him, and this is cool. We've got Nolan Castro in the game.
Yep, he's freshman.
He's a freshman. Will be a sophomore, and probably by all accounts, he'll be the starting point guard next.
Yeah,
he's got a ton of potential.
Yeah.
So this is cool, and this is a real good situation for him to relax and get some PP, get some playing time. Here comes Owen Coley as well. I really like him too. He's going to probably share the responsibility at guard with Nolan Castro next year.
Yep. So Kraft back in the game. He goes up over Tooman, hits a little 8-footer, able to score.
And now they've got a kind of a half press on. I think they're supposed to be a 55 or a man-to-man full court.
Yep.
But it only works if everybody does it. It's amazing how often there's one kid that's not doing his job, and that makes all the difference.
So there's a foul on the floor going against Langus, but the Eagles Pirates will maintain possession with 4:01 to go in the game. We're going to get Owen Coley into the game for Reed Stromberg.
Yeah, and he's a freshman as well, and so this is great because these guys are going to have to carry the torch as soon as next year. So get them some action, get them comfortable out here, or get them knowing what pressure feels like.
Carlton finally
puts one in, and this is what I've been talking about. This is probably the wrong term, but killer instinct is to really learn to finish these games and not let up. And this has been the best representation of that this year.
Yeah,
which actually this team is a lot tougher than the Bellevue team that they played the other night. So
we're going to get a foul on the floor going against Nolan Castro. He pushed off on Langhut.
All right.
Traveling.
The young fella got a foul. Good for him. It means he's playing.
He's trying. He's in the scorebook.
It means that's right. He's in the stats book. That's right. And, you know, sometimes I don't mind fouling because it means they're trying hard.
Yeah. So, Kraft working with the ball for the Eagles.
Defended by Owen Coley, which I love. Yeah.
Back to Meehan, back to Weiss down in the corner. Now we're going to get a whistle. Three in the key.
Another tough call for Quahoga. You know, they're just losing focus.
I think Meehan was in the key and didn't get out in time.
Forgot to get out. Yeah. And that's again another one of them.
Now we're getting a long pass up the floor to Ben Larson. Over to Owen Coley, a freshman, gets his 2 points on the assist from Ben Larson.
A beautiful dish from Ben Larson, drew the defense in him. Owen Coley was coming hard to the hoop, and he set it to him, and he got the 2 points. Beautiful. I love to see that.
It rattled around on the top of the hoop a bit, but it dropped in.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I love to see that. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and a nice Ben could have taken it in, but he gave Owen the point.
Yeah, and it's so great when the upperclassmen look to these guys and they trust them, and they're like, hey, here you are, you little fella. This is all you.
Yep.
Beautiful thing.
On the floor there was a foul. It was a 17 foul against the Pirates, so we got Eli Kraft going 1-1, and Kraft hits the first, but misses the second of his two free throws.
Yep, and then looks like they got another sub in here now. Okay, we still have motion starters in here, but we've got two young players, and I love it. And you watch this. Nolan Castro is going to score here.
Yep. Oh, he thought about three, but he's going to give it off to Hawkins. Instead. Bad pass stolen by one of the Eagles up off the glass.
Oh, nice shot.
Yeah, kind of a nice lay-in.
Nice shot. He used his body, and he shot from behind him.
Kind of had a hook shot off the glass. Yeah. And now pass up the floor to Carlton. Carlton into the key, going to go up and off the front iron.
And greedy Carlton, he picked this shot himself. Whereas you look up again, this is called cherry picking up here. The funny story about Reese Carlton is that when he started on our AAU team, which was fourth grade, he was the biggest kid, and he was forced to play high post.
Now Carlton takes him to the hoop, and as he goes in, we're going to have a blocking foul against number one Owen Wood for the Eagles. So Carlton's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, he was the biggest kid, so he had to play five. He had to play center, which was high post and low post, and he just hated it. He's a kid that had a great shot. He was born with it.
Yep.
He could shoot three when he was in third and fourth grade. And he did not want to play high post. And the irony is that now it's come around full circle. And guess where he played?
Yeah.
High post.
Right. Yeah.
And he's done great.
Hey, he should be happy there.
He's really like a stretch four now. Yeah. He can play the post. He can play high post, low post, and he can shoot the heck out of it from the outside, too. So
we're going to get some more Pirate subs on the floor with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Tons of time.
Pirate
this is
subs,
cool.
25 points. And we're going to get Charles Walker, a sophomore.
Charlie Walker.
And Jackson Tracy, another freshman.
Jackson's in the game as well, which is fantastic. This is so good for them. And look, they're playing well. They're playing smart.
Oh, they're going to work hard as ever out there.
They should.
Oh, and Langhut hits a long three.
He finally got one. I told you he's a shooter. He's going to be a shooter. You don't put him up that often with those many misses. And shooters shoot. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. And you can shoot, so you hit him.
What do they say? They have no short-term memory, you know, short-term memory. So it vanishes. It should.
Yeah. So Ben Hawkins, the only starter still on the floor for the Pirates, inbounds it to Castro. Castro getting a lot of pressure from Langus. Langus, ball comes loose on the floor, out of bounds, and we're going to say it's off Castro. We're going to stay with the Eagles.
Yeah, and he's playing a little bit too cool out there, you see.
Yeah.
And so he got that ball free. He forgets that he's playing on a varsity team here. Kids are quicker, more aggressive.
Yeah.
And right now, they're a little bit upset.
Yeah, they are.
And especially if you know if you got your starters in there and you're going to put in your freshmen to play us, then we're going to make you pay. And I think that's a little bit of what's going on there. And here's Owen Coley with a beautiful
nice
pass Vista Jackson.
Crazy. Beautiful stuff. The floor from Ben Hawkins to Coley.
Which has been open all night.
Yep.
It's been open all night. And how have they not adjusted to that? They must have had 5 or 6 baseball passes this game that worked. Yeah.
So we're going to get Castro off the floor and Stromberg back in for the Pirates.
Yeah, so they need some stability here.
Yeah.
And the thing about Castro at that point is just a little bit too cool.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be, you still got to play aggressive. And this is Charlie. This is great. Charlie's in there.
Yeah.
His brother, his famous brother, sitting right here by us. He played last year.
Okay.
And
saw him in the alumni game.
Yep, that's right. He came back for the alumni game.
Yeah, that was Eagles steal the ball, and Langus into the key, and one rolls off, and we're going to get Charlie Walker on the rebound for the Pirates. And now there's a foul on the floor. And going against the Eagles, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be on Weiss. So it's they'll put Walker on the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, and there he is, the famous Sam Walker that's sitting right here as his brother. He played played many years. This is the last off-island team, I believe. Is actually this year, Charlie's year.
Okay.
And they don't have an off-island team anymore.
Yeah.
But
so Walker misses the front end of his
game. Yep, he had a chance.
Yep,
he had a chance to
get
on the scores, to get in the scores book.
And now Kraft goes all the way up the floor, coast to coast, tries to lay in.
Yeah.
Maybe should have had it, but misses, and but he gets fouled.
Big, beautiful move. All I noticed is the two guys with big, furry hair.
he's got a head of hair.
Similar hair. Finn Hawkins, and they both have curly, almost afros, don't they?
Yeah. Kraft misses the first of his two free throws. And that foul, I think, went against Finn Hawkins. And then Kraft takes the second one, buries that one. 53-32 now with 25 seconds to go in the game.
And
Eagles
Nolan
will not.
Castro's back in here.
No backcourt pressure by the Eagles.
To.
Yeah. Coach has some instruction for him.
Yep.
Now over to Charlie Walker, near side wing. Walker going to dribble out almost off his foot. Gives off Finn Hawkins, stolen by Kraft. Kraft quickly up for Owen Coley there in defense.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to get
and he got in position.
Yeah, Owen Coley takes the charge from.
Good for him. Little guy taking the charge against an older kid.
Yeah.
Tough call.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him. And, you know, the right thing here is to dribble the ball out.
Yeah.
Yep. The right thing is to dribble the ball out. Even though these guys, I don't know why they're even pressing.
Yeah.
They probably won't foul. Nothing
and now, long pass
done.
Up the floor to Walker. Yep. Walker, backs off.
Yeah, and it's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
it's the right thing.
Time is going to run out on the game, and the Pirates are going to go home or
beautiful
stay
game.
At home with a 53-32 victory over the Howie Eagles, and this puts Pirates 3-1 in league or 4-1 now.
I think 3-1.
Okay,
I think they're 5-2, 6-2 overall now.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, okay,
that's good stuff right there.
So just that loss, Danny. All right, well. You know, it was unfortunate for the Eagles. Garrity sat out after the technical. I don't know if he got kicked out or the coach just was sitting him down. And Robbie Slater, he was up in the line shaking hands, but has his right shoe off and isn't moving. So hopefully he's okay and he'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Because he was a good ball player, fun to watch.
Looks like they had some good little chatting there when they were shaking hands. That was.
Yeah,
looked like
everybody was smiling.
Yeah, they had good sportsmanship, including the kid that had the technical. He was smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was actually explaining to Carlton about what had gone on. So, wow, what a win.
Yeah, yeah.
What a win.
Great win for the Pirates. Pirates come back Pirates were down 16-9 about halfway through the second quarter. They come back and win 53-32. So basically, in the last 20 minutes of the game, the Eagles only scored 16 points.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just so proud of these kids because this is how they should be playing. And, you know, in the beginning, it looked like it was going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
But it turns out they trusted each other. They trusted themselves. They trusted their coaches. They trusted their shot. They played great offense, great defense. And, boy, this is how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it should be. And I think they should have a major portion of their games should be blowouts like this.
Yeah.
And if they're not, it means that they're not playing well because they have the ability really to win a lot of their games by this much.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really cool. I think we've got the ladies warming up now.
Yep. So we will stay here, folks. We'll take a quick break, but then we will be back to bring you the Vashon Lady Pirates and their game against also the Clahoua Eagles. I think Lady Pirates have won 4 games this year, too. They might be 2-2 in league. And,
they truly have a good program.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they really do.
Yep. So Zelda Porter is the coach for the team. She's done a really nice job this season bringing the team together.
Yeah, I somehow ended up following these guys on Instagram, and they really work these kids hard. They take their basketball very seriously.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
They've got good coaching. They practice a lot, so. They're a good team. So that's even more exceptional that Vashon beat them so soundly.
Yeah. So with that, folks, I think we're going to take a break. Again, we want to thank the boys of Vashon for bringing you Pirate Basketball and all the Pirate sports that they do. You can listen live on the FM dial at 101.9 and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. So stay with us. In probably about 20 minutes, we will be back for the second game. And I'll be doing it by myself, but Kent Tuman's going to take a break so that I guess we can go have dinner with his son.
Right. I got to go catch a ferry, too.
I live on the other side. Yeah. All right. With that, we'll see you in about 20 minutes, folks. Remember, go Pirates.
Go Pirates. Good stuff.